Gentleman from the great state of Michigan, Mr. Rogers.
Thank you, and thank you, Madam Secretary, for being here. Short time, get through some questions here if I can. Is it your testimony that that every night to try to increase the functionality of the system, you're hot swapping code? So my understanding is that between 2 and 4, write new code, put it into the system. Yes or no?
Clearly, I am not hot swapping code. There is a technical team.
You are in charge of the operation that hot swaps code on functionality. Is that you're trying to improve the functionality? Yes. That happens every night. Yes.
No, I don't think it does happen every night. It happens periodically during the hours of 1 and 5, but it is not a nightly feature.
Great. Has each piece of that code that's been introduced in the system been security tested?
That's my understanding. Yes, sir. And the
each piece of that code has been tested.
Yes or no? I don't know.
I can tell you
that security
testing
is an ongoing operation that as code is loaded, you need to retest over and over again. So whether it's pre-tested,
You need to test the code. Have any end-to-end security tests been conducted since healthcare.gov went live on October 1st, yes or no?
My understanding is there is continuous testing as the temporary authority operates.
Yes or no? Has an end-to-end security test on healthcare.gov went live, yes or no?
I will find out exactly what testing they're doing. I know they're doing simultaneous testing as new code is loaded.
Are there any end-to-end security tests run after every new piece of code is put in the system? I'm not talking about testing the code now. I'm talking about an end-to-end security test.
I can't tell you how frequently
covers the cross of the boundaries.
I will get you that information.
I can tell you they're not, and I'd be interested to hear why not. If you go to tab 2 quickly in your book, I'm going to read three things
Sorry, what book, sir?
You have a tab there. If you go to tab 2, right there, well, while you're looking, I'll read. It's dated September 27th, and it is to Marilyn Tavener. Let me just a couple of pieces here. There are inherent security risks with not having all code tested in a single environment. Finally, the system requires rapid development and release of hot fixes and patches, so it is not always available or stable during the duration of the testing. Secondly, the security contractor has not been able to test all of the security controls in one complete version of the system. And if you look in the first part, which is most troubling at all, it says, due to system readiness issues, the security control assessment was only partly completed. This constitutes a risk that must be accepted before the marketplace day one operations. And so let me tell you what you did. You allowed the system to go forward with no encryption on backup systems. They had no encryption on certain boundary crossings. You accepted a risk on behalf of every user of this computer that put their personal financial information at risk because you did not even have the most basic end-to-end test on security of this system. Amazon would never do this. ProFlowers would never do this. Kayak would never do this. This is completely an unacceptable level of security. And here's the scary part. We found out after the contractors last week that an end-to-end test hadn't been conducted on security, not functionality, because if it's not functioning, you know it's not secure. You are ongoing hot patches without end-to-end tests. The private contractors told us it would take a very thorough 2 months just for an integrated end-to-end security test that I'll tell you has not happened today. Why? Because you're constantly adding new code every night to protect the functionality of the system. You have exposed millions of Americans because you all, according to your memo, believed it was an acceptable risk. Don't you think you had the obligation to tell the American people that we're going to put you in this system, but you beware, your information is likely to be vulnerable? Would you commit today, Secretary, to shut down the system and give an end-to-end security test so that these Americans can have their information?
No, sir. If you read the memo, it goes on to say that weekly testing of our border devices, including interface testing, daily weekly scans are going on. This is a temporary authority.
Candidly, that's not what the memo says, number one. And number two, the contractors will tell you it's not happening.
Mr. Chairman, a point of order. I think the witness ought to be allowed to answer what was a speech by the colleague, because he's raised a lot of issues.
The gentlelady will.
You mean there's been no other speeches
we'll
today?
Move.
That's shocking.
Does the secretary wish to respond briefly?
Sir, I would just say this document is a document signed by Administrator Tavner, which discusses mitigation strategies for security that are ongoing and upgraded, and a authorization to operate on a permanent basis will not be signed until these mitigation strategies are satisfied. It is underway right now, but daily and weekly monitoring and testing is underway.
Mr. Chairman, there are people using this system today, and she's just admitted again the system isn't secure,
gentlemen,
nor has it been tested.
Mr. Chairman, she didn't admit that. You said it, but she didn't say it.
Gentlemen's time has expired. Mr. Doyle.